in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Ridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, listeners, however, wherever you're at and whatever time zone you're in. I would like to welcome you to the Searcher's Roadmap today. I'm Rhonda Harrison, your host, broadcasting from Red Feather Lake, Colorado at 9,000 feet. And I have Latimira, a shamaness from Siberia today, as my guest. And we'll be looking at future shows with her as well. And let me just do a little introduction in regards to Latimira. In the past 30 years, there have been many great advances in approaches and techniques geared towards the development of the self. It was given many the confidence needed to be themselves, accept themselves, trust and forgive themselves, see who they really are. However, the past 10 years have seen a total revolution in the way we communicate and interact with our world. It has become very apparent, and the internet and social networks are mirroring that phenomenon, that we live as connected organisms, that we're not just out there by ourselves. The self is no longer enough. It is the collective that prevails, the connections, the flow, and speed of information that determine our existence. The cloud will be increasingly be where the information resides, and we tend towards being able to access it all with intelligence, speed, anytime, anywhere. What a powerful metaphor. But the existential question, who am I, that people have asked since the beginning of time, and which is nowadays acutely thrown in the modern collective context, remains a constant mystery. But with Latimira, she helps us understand ourselves and what our purpose is in this. With that, I'm bringing Latimira and Larissa in, her interpreter and student, into the studio. And welcome, Latimira and Larissa. How are you today?
Hello, my dear. Hello, Rhonda. Hello, everyone. I am Latimira, and I am very, very glad connection with you in this radio meeting, and I'm very happy to give you this information and wonderful blessing, Siberia land. It's spiritual part of Russia. Sorry, I have very little English, but I feel very deeply and very understanding all hearts, interesting, many, many people, and I believe we understand and we feel each other. And Larissa, my big, big student helper and English voice, helped me give all information about this spiritual path, this spiritual direction. And thank you so much, Rhonda, about this opportunity.
And thank you, Latimira, for choosing me to share this beautiful information with. Because remember, listeners, everything's archived. You can always come back and download it into your own private collection. We'll be doing lessons of 10 lessons over a period of time in the future with Latimira in regards to the spiritualism and ritualism of Siberia and why it's so important to learn this culture and learn this beautiful form of celebrating the divine, because it's one of the oldest traditions there is, and it's been verbal up until now. So we're going to be able to have it archived and be able to experience these rituals and ceremonies. And she is on YouTube as well, which is amazing. And Latimira is spelled L-A-D-A-M-I-R-A. and she does have a website. It's www.latimira.com, and she does have a Facebook page, and right now it's Latimira's in Colorado, and she's going to be in the Denver area this evening at a very site doing some workshops. And with that, can you tell us a little bit about the workshops so that people who are listening can be able to go to your workshops that are going to be over the weekend in Denver?
Workshop. Эти семинары, которые мы проводим, the seminars that we are conducting here, обладают большой возможностью помочь каждому человеку. Have big power and ability to help each person. Потому что знания и энергия идут из глубокой древности. Because the knowledge and energy come from very deep energy. И благодаря этому знанию я сама осталась жить. And because of this knowledge, I myself continue to live. Хотя ни врачи, ни мои преподаватели психологии, которым я очень верила, не давали практически ни одного шанса. Even though the doctors and professors of psychology, who I trusted so much, did not give me a single, almost no chance. И когда высшие силы, духи, оставили жизнь мне, and then the highest powers, the spirits, left the life inside of me. Я дала обет помогать этим знаниям многим людям. I gave my promise to help through this knowledge for many people. И сейчас на наших семинарах, and right now at our seminars, мы творим чудеса. We are making miracles, которые уже зарегистрированы многими многими медицинскими тестами, which have all also been registered through many medical diagnostics, с помощью древних обрядов, with the help of ancient rituals, специальных молитв, special prayers, танцев, dances, песни, songs, происходит самостройка человека с высшим духом. A tuning of a person happens with the highest power of spirit. Контакт с родом, contact with ancestry, очищение от блоков рода, cleansing from blockages on ancestor lineage, и от всех препятствий, которые мешают человеку, and from all obstacles that are barriers for a person. Допустим, быть здоровым. For example, to be healthy, или быть в прекрасных отношениях. Or to be in beautiful relationship. Или построить удачный бизнес. Or to build a successful business. Все неудачи начинаются с нашей неудачи, в нашей энергии, в нашей судьбе. С блоков в нашей судьбе. All of the misfortunes start at the misfortunes in our destiny, inside of ourselves. И наоборот, мы можем построить счастье. And the other way around, we can build happiness. Если научимся управлять тонким миром. If we know and learn how to control the female world. С помощью обрядов. With the help of the rituals and ceremonies. И я могу рассказать несколько примеров, and как это происходит. I can give several examples of how this happens. Как ты думаешь, Ронда? What do you think, Ronda?
Yes, give us some examples. I mean, I can give them an example of you and I met on Skype last week, and a week ago I was still very required to walk with a cane, and I've been quite hurt, and that was an improvement. But since meeting with Mira last week and doing a beautiful ritual, loosened everything so that I can dance again, which I didn't think I'd ever be able to do again, and walk without my cane in my home. I can't do it outside yet. But it's a huge improvement, and the pain has subsided. I don't have the pain that I had a week ago. And it's just so amazing.
Yay! Wonderful. Thank you very much, Rhonda, about your example. Thank you, dear. Однажды к нам на семинар пришла мама четырехлетнего сынишки.
Once upon a time to our seminar came mother of a child who was 4 years of age.
Она плакала и говорила о том, что практически с рождения ее ребенок очень плохо себя чувствует, и сейчас он заболел бронхиальной астмой.
And she was crying and saying that her child, almost from the birth, was not feeling good and had bronchial asthma.
Ему не могут помочь никакие медикаменты.
And not a single medication could be effective for this.
Никакие врачи.
Not a single doctor was able to help.
И когда я привела кармическую диагностику,
and then I conducted a karmical diagnosis.
Я увидела очень сильный дух обиды и страдания, который передается женщине по роду.
I saw very strong spirit of suffering and grudge, which was given to this woman through her ancestor lineage.
И специальным обрядом мы смогли изгнать, очистить, трансформировать этого духа.
And through a special ritual, we were able to transform and clean from this spirit.
Mm-hmm. И потом женщина это очень плакала и говорила, что она всю жизнь обижается на своего отца.
And then this woman was crying and saying that all her life she was upset at her father.
И наконец она смогла простить его.
And finally she was able to forgive him.
И она очень сильно обижалась на отца мальчика.
And she also was very upset at the father of the child.
Которые у них не сложились отношения.
With whom she did not develop good relationships.
Эта история имеет счастливый конец.
And this story has a happy ending.
Через 4 дня после ритуала.
After 4 days of a ritual.
Ребенок перестал кашлять.
The child stopped coughing.
Врачи были в шоке, в приятном шоке.
Doctors were in a pleasant surprise and shock.
Они не могли поверить, что это возможно.
They couldn't believe that this was possible.
Или другой вариант.
A different situation.
У одного моего ученика были очень большие сложности на работе.
One of my students had very big difficulties at work.
Он не мог устроиться на нормальную работу.
He could not find a good job.
У него были постоянно трудности в отношениях.
Always he had difficulties in relationships.
В компании, которую мы устраивались, внезапно закрывались.
All the companies, businesses that would open up, would close unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. И когда я посмотрела в его судьбу,
and when I looked into his destiny,
духи Сибири, которые дают мне информацию,
the spirits of Siberia who give me information,
сказали о том, что у него есть очень сильный блок,
said that he has very strong blockage.
И оказалось, что это это были большие обиды на его начальника в той первой работе, в которой он устроился.
And it happened to be that the blockage was about him being upset and keeping a grudge at his boss from the first job that he ever had.
Его обида на ситуацию,
his grudge at the situation,
активизировала всю карму семьи.
Activated the karma for the entire family.
И только после того, как мы с помощью обряда и групповой молитвы,
and only after with the help of the ceremony and a group prayer,
исцелили его от этого блока,
we healed him from this blockage,
он смог устроиться на работу.
He was able to find an employment.
Прошло уже 1.5 года.
A year and a half passed from that.
И он до сих пор пишет и благодарит.
And to this day he writes and gives gratitude.
Хотя до этого он валялся то ли через 3 месяца, то ли через 6.
And before that he was getting fired or he would resign from work every 3-4 months.
И это только маленькие-маленькие истории.
And this is just a very, very short story.
Большой счастливой жизни.
About big, happy life.
And it's also about having a full life, right? And with our unforgiveness, we're blocking off the energy to have a complete and whole life.
Она говорит то, что там, когда мы прощаем, нам возвращается энергия, чтобы иметь жизнь.
Поэтому говорят о том, что благодарность тем ситуациям жизни – это лучшее благословение будущего. Благодарность прошлому – это благословение будущего.
That's why they say that having gratitude towards your past is the best blessing for the future.
And it seems in this day and age, especially since 2012, and we're in this Rainbow Bridge time that the Lakota Sioux talked about, Black Elk, in regards to that we would be all sharing our verbal lineages and our healing information to heal the world. And does Latimera see that in her travels and in her work?
Rhonda, can you please repeat the question?
Sure. In your work, Latimera, do you see more exchange of information from multiple cultures that have up until now been just verbal lineage?
По-моему, спрашивает, как вы общаетесь с разными культурами.
Rhonda, it's a wonderful question. If I'm right, understand. Okay, it's my Russian. Моя культура, которая воспитала меня в Сибири.
My culture that brought me up in Siberia
утверждает, что путей ведущих к развитию к Богу очень много.
Confirms that the path that lead to development, to the Creator, are many.
И я с глубоким уважением отношусь ко многим-многим духовным направлениям.
And with big, big respect, I refer to many spiritual directions.
И я сама проходила многие духовные практики, ретриты.
And myself, I was involved in many spiritual practices and retreats.
Я общалась и практиковала с шаманами Америки.
And I practiced and I taught together with the shamans from United States.
У меня много друзей суфиев.
I have many friends that belong to Sufi tradition.
Традиция Будды и Христа.
Tradition of Buddha and Christ.
Очень близка к моей философии Сибири.
Is very close to the philosophy of Siberia.
Которая утверждает.
Which says.
Дух один.
Spirit is one.
Обрядов много.
Ceremonies are many.
И нужно каждому человеку подобрать тот метод.
And each person needs to find a method,
который будет близок для него,
which could be close for this person,
потому что у каждого из нас в прошлых жизнях,
because each of us in previous lives,
были усилия, которые мы проводили в разных направлениях,
there were efforts which we did in different directions.
Кто-то занимался йогой,
some people did yoga,
а кто-то молитвой,
some prayers.
Мне очень нравятся шаманские и волховские методы.
I really like shamanic and ancient methods of life priests,
потому что они основаны на контакте с духом.
Because they are based on the connection with spirit.
И они помогают человеку напрямую соединиться со своей интуицией.
And they help the person to connect with the intuition very straightforward.
И услышать голос духов.
And to hear the voice of spirit.
В разных ситуациях.
In different situations.
Допустим, когда ко мне пришла, не так давно ко мне пришла женщина, у которой были хроническое заболевание суставов.
For example, a woman came to me not long ago. She had a chronic disease of joints.
И мы с ней провели метод погружения в контакт с духом болезни.
And we did this method of immersion into the and contacting the spirit of her disease.
И она сама услышала.
And she for herself she heard.
Она сама поговорила с духом болезни.
And she herself spoke with the spirit of the disease.
Когда она спросила, почему ты мучаешь меня уже 15 лет?
And when she asked, why are you torturing me for the past 15 years?
И он сказал ей.
And he said,
твоя жизнь, в твоей жизни очень не хватает радости и наслаждения.
In your life there is a big lack of joy and enjoyment.
Ты все время ты все время пытаешься идти на пролом.
Always you are trying to go straight forward.
А тебе, как только ты разовьешь в себе гибкость.
But as soon as you develop in yourself quality of flexibility
и принятие ситуации жизни
and acceptance of situations in life,
твои суставы выздоровят.
Your joints will heal.
Mm-hmm. Прошло три месяца.
And 3 months passed.
Я недавно связывалась с ней.
Recently I connected with her.
А славянская гимнастика, которую я ее научила.
The Slavic gymnastic that I taught her.
И молитвы, которые она освоила.
And the prayers which she learned.
Очень сильно изменяют ее к лучшему. И душой, характером и телом.
Transforms her very much to the better with her body and with her soul.
Она недавно меня порадовала информацией, что она уже ходит без палочки.
And not long ago she did tell me that she no longer uses her cane and able to walk.
Да, это молодая женщина.
This is a young woman.
Ей всего 47 лет.
She's only 47
years. Было больно смотреть, как она ходит с помощью двух палок.
And it was very painful to see how she was using those canes.
Мы можем все изменить.
We are able to change everything.
В основе всего лежит дух.
In the base of everything lies the spirit.
И нам нужно учиться его слышать.
And we need to learn how to listen to it.
И понимать его волю.
And to understand its will.
Я надеюсь, что я ответила на твой вопрос.
I hope that I answered your question, Rhonda.
Very well. Very, very well, in fact, very completely. And that's what I like about working with you is that you show examples and you also are so rooted in your ritualism that and in your belief that I know when I first met you last year, I immediately connected with you and the beauty of these beautiful rituals. So if listeners have a chance to look at your YouTube presentation, they'll be able to see how beautiful these rituals are and these ceremonies are. And it gives them the visual as well as hearing about them here on the radio. But I think hearing them here on the radio gives them the information to find you in other places. And the other thing I'd like to encourage listeners to do is connect with Latimera and on her, she can meet with you on Skype or by phone. And these healings can be done distantly. They don't have to be where you're right there, you know, because the energy is all the same. We're all in a big ebb and flow. And with that, Latimera, with the studies that you do and the workshops you're doing with students for them to learn this beautiful way of healing and apprentice with you, what is it that you hope for them to learn as they study with you?
Что вы хотите, чтобы ученики ваши знали через ваши семинары и воркшопы?
Самое главное – это то, что все мы соединены одним полем, одним светом энергии.
Most important is that we are all united through one field, one light of energy.
И каждая наша мысль влияет на окружающих нас людей.
And each of our thoughts influences those people that are around us.
Особенно если эти мысли усиливаются несколькими людьми.
Especially if those thoughts are reinforced by many other people.
Они начинают обладать очень большой энергией.
They start to have very big power.
Так начинаются войны.
And this is how wars start.
Но так может начаться и исцеление нашей планеты.
But in this way also healing of our planet can start.
Несколько лет назад я спрашивала одного из моих учителей из Сибири.
A few years ago I asked one of the teacher of mine from Siberia.
Какое будущее ждет нашу Землю?
What kind of future is awaiting our planet?
И он сказал мне, посмотри, во что играют дети.
And he told me, look at what kind of games the children play.
Такое будущее будет на нашей планете.
This kind of future we will have on our planet.
Какое-то время я жила на Украине.
For some time I lived in Ukraine.
И я знаю, что 80% детей играло войну на компьютере.
And I know that 80% of children or more were playing games of war on their computers.
Сейчас того города, в котором я жила, уже практически нет на земле.
And the city in which I lived at that time no longer exists.
Он разрушен.
It's destroyed.
И я хочу передать всем людям, которые соединяются с знанием Сибири.
And I want to pass on to all people that are uniting themselves with the knowledge of Siberia.
От нас зависит жизнь на этой земле.
From us depends the life on earth.
Какое поле мы создадим вокруг себя?
The field that we choose to create around ourselves.
Своими мыслями.
With our thoughts.
Своими эмоциями.
With our emotions.
Своими желаниями.
With our desires.
Такое будущее будет у нас.
The kind of future we will have.
Такое будущее будет у наших детей.
And the kind of future will be with our children.
Поэтому сейчас мы все больше и больше соединяемся вместе в один круг.
That's why right now more and more together we uniting in one circle.
И проводим обряды, направленные на создание поля любви.
And we do the ceremonies that are directed at the creation of the field of love.
Для того, чтобы усиливаясь, молитва могла соединить всех духовных людей на земле в один круг.
So in order for the prayer, as it becomes stronger, it could unite all the people on earth.
Этот древний обряд создания поля любви,
this ancient method of creation of the field of love,
может исцелить даже людей, которые много дней лежат в коме,
can heal even those people who for many days have been in coma.
И поэтому в последнее время мы его проводим уже по интернету, по скайпу.
And that's why for the past time we have been conducting it through the internet, through Skype.
Объединяя общее поле и создавая общее поле молитвы.
By uniting the common field and creating this common field of prayer.
И все, кто слышит сейчас мой голос.
And everybody who hears my voice right now.
Все, кто чувствует это благословение.
Everyone who is feeling this blessing.
Пожалуйста, поблагодарите свою судьбу.
Please give gratitude to your destiny.
За все, что она дала вам.
For everything it has given you.
За все уроки.
For all lessons.
И подумайте о том.
And think about.
Как усилить молитву.
How to reinforce the prayer.
Как помочь всем людям земли.
How to help all the people on earth.
Мы приглашаем всех в один круг счастья.
We are inviting everyone into one circle of happiness.
Огромное спасибо, Ронда, за возможность, которую ты предоставляешь нам этой передачи.
Huge thank you to Rhonda for the opportunity that you give to us through this program.
Thank you so very much, and I could so feel spirit talking through her.
Thank you, your open heart, and thank you always who is listening to us. У меня есть для вас особый подарок, дорогие.
I have a special gift for you, my dear ones.
Сейчас в России вышли две книги, обладающие большой целительной силой.
Right now in Russia, two books were published that have very big spiritual power.
Я могу выслать вам несколько глав из этих книг, чтобы вы могли почувствовать их целительный эффект.
I can send you a few chapters from these books so you can feel their special healing effect.
В одной из этих книг рассказывается немного о моей судьбе.
In one of these books also there is a story a little bit from my own destiny.
И эти книги очень помогут вам наладить контакт с вашими близкими.
And these books will help you very much to improve your contact and relationships with your close ones.
И научит управлять своей судьбой.
And will teach to control your destiny.
Это мой огромный подарок вам.
And this is my huge gift to you.
And to receive this gift, should they contact her through her website at latamera.com and then message her or contact her through there and request the chapters of the book?
I'm sorry, you want to say it again?
I said, with a request of the book, should they go to her website and contact her that way to be able to get this wonderful gift.
Она говорит, чтобы получить эту книгу, запросить нужно ваш веб-сайт или мы пошли на Торонто, где она опубликует.
Мы пошли на Торонто.
We will forward information and the chapters to you, and then maybe if you think it's best to publish it on the website, that's one of the options.
Okay. That's totally good with me. What people can do if they're interested in it then is reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com and reference Latimer's book in or these books from Russia that Latimer is speaking of, and we will make contact with you and get them to you and maybe even find an American publisher that can publish a book for Latimera while she's in this place of writing and archiving all this information.
Wonderful, Rhonda, yes.
So let's take a short break and everyone get a glass of water and we'll come back for the next 25 minutes of the interview. So we're going to take a short break and we're going to go to some music now, and we will be back shortly. Thank you. Welcome back, listeners. We're going to let Latimer take a few more minutes to get some musical instruments ready, as we're going to do some drumming and some singing as when she comes back. Like I said, you can find her on YouTube and her beautiful ceremonies that she does there, so you can visualize them and see them how they really are in her beautiful native cultural clothing. The other thing is you can reach her at latimera.com and on Facebook at Latimera Visiting Colorado, and she's there as well. We have her student Larissa doing the interpreting today, which is beautiful for us. The other thing is you can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com, and that we have other shows on the network Sunday through Saturday, and one of them is Dream Vision 7's beautiful offering that shows on Monday and Sundays at 3 p.m. And then on Monday we have Cosmic Conference with Pam, and then we have a show as well. So with that, we will come back to Latimera and Larissa. Are you guys ready to do the next part of the show?
Yes, we are ready.
Okay, so she can go with it however she wants to start it, if it's by doing a song, talking some more about what she hopes to really, you know, infuse into people, you know, even through this radio show. I mean, we're going out to 138 to 192 countries, and, you know, this is going to make a huge impact on the world. And I'm just feeling so blessed to be part of this that, you know, truly, you know, the divine calling to have these beautiful lessons brought to us. And a lot of it is done with drumming and with song and celebrating. And so with that, I'm going to let Latimer take it over.
Спасибо, Ронда, за эту возможность. Thank you, Ronda, for this opportunity. Я чувствую большое вдохновение.
I feel big inspiration.
Понимая, что сейчас эту запись будут слушать много-много людей.
By understanding that right now this recording will be heard by many people.
Потому что многие откровения и предсказания в этом мире говорили.
Because many prophecies in this world were saying.
Спасение миру придет из Сибири.
The saving of the world will come from Siberia.
Ибо Сибирь сохранила в своих заснеженных просторах.
Because Siberia was able to preserve in its snowy spaces
знания древних цивилизаций,
knowledge of ancient civilization,
которая исцеляет,
which heals,
благословляет,
blesses,
и помогает создать цивилизацию любви и гармонии на этой земле,
and helps to create civilization of love and harmony on earth,
и уберечь нас и наши семьи,
and to protect us and our families
от кризисов и войн,
from crisis and wars.
И поэтому сейчас я спою особую песню.
And that's why right now I will be singing a special song.
Очищение от блоков на пути.
Cleansing of blockages from our path.
Пожалуйста, слушайте ее с открытыми ладонями.
Please listen to it with your palms up and open.
Пламя, священное пламя солнца.
And feel how the divine energy of light, the divine fire of light and sun, the fire of sun,
благословляет вас,
is blessing you,
ваши дела,
your doings,
ваших близких,
your close ones.
Ясная, ясная,
вели, небо дано моей земле. Power of health and courage, realize your mission, your energy, good energy, this earth. Thank you very, very much who is listening to us.
Thank you so very much for such a beautiful song that you brought to us. Can you describe for the listeners what your Siberian drum looks like? Because drums are all a little different depending on the culture.
Vanda, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Can she describe the drum for us? As to how it's built and how it's made?
Как барабан, про барабанные удары, вот индийскому обычаю, как это сделано, что
бубен связывают, соединяются звуком сердца.
The drum is united with the sound of the heart.
Когда человек знания, волк, начинает бить бубен,
when a person of knowledge, a wise person, starts to drum,
он привлекает духов света.
He attracts the spirits of light.
И с помощью песни своеобразной молитвы.
And together with the help of the song, which is a special prayer,
он направляет этих духов на тех людей, которые слушают песню.
He directs those spirits onto those people who are listening the song.
Поэтому удары бубна разные.
That's why the drum beats are different.
То быстрые, то медленные.
Sometimes fast, sometimes slow.
Это делается для того, чтобы сознание человека, его внимание.
And this is done so the consciousness of a person, its attention,
могло соединиться с той благостной силой, которая в него входит.
Could unite with that blessed power which is entering inside.
Если после песни вы стали более радостными, более смелыми.
And if after the song you became more joyful, more brave.
Это значит, вас вошел дух.
That means that the spirit has entered you.
Который обязательно будет вам помогать.
Which for sure will be helping you.
Слушать такую музыку и петь ее считается очень важным в жизни человека.
To listen this kind of music and to sing it is very important for each person.
И мы постепенно с вами будем все больше и больше изучать этот метод.
And slowly we will be studying this method more and more.
Потому что за наши 10 занятий, за наш курс общения.
Because during our course, our 10 sessions of a course work,
изучая древнеславянское знание,
by learning the ancient Slavic knowledge,
и практикуя его,
and by practicing it,
вы сможете увидеть очень, очень сильный результат.
You'll be able to see very strong results.
Вы будете легче относиться к стрессу.
You will be addressing stressful situation in much easier way.
Способности, талант благодарности будет расти в вашем сердце.
Ability and a talent of gratitude will be inside your heart.
А у вас постепенно будет все лучше и лучше взаимоотношения с вашими близкими.
And slowly your relationship with close ones will improve.
И, конечно же, ваша креативность и ваша интуиция.
And of course your intuition and creativity will be growing.
И позволять вам быть успешными в том деле, которое вы делаете.
And allow for you to be successful in the business you're in.
Поэтому славянское знание – это стиль жизни.
That's why Slavic knowledge is the style of life.
Стиль радости и счастья.
Style of joy and happiness.
Здоровье и успеха.
Health and success.
Да. И этот этот курс из 10 занятий.
And this course, which consists of 10 lectures.
Это та ступень усилий, которая поможет всему вашему роду.
This is that step of efforts that will help your whole ancestor lineage.
Beautiful. I can't wait for us to get started on that part. But today has been beautiful, letting people know where you come from, how it feels, what a ceremony feels like. To hear the songs and the drumming is just amazingly beautiful. And I'll let the listeners know again, you can always go to the archives and go into the radio station at www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And there you can look up the Searcher's Roadmap and see any shows that have ever been done. But you can look up this one specifically. And then all the future lessons you can download and archive and pass on to your friends, your family, whoever you think would benefit from it. You can listen to it over and over, because what I've learned is that when I re-listen to them, I learn something more than I learned the first time before. And that's the beauty of this technology, and that we're in this time and place where we can spread so much love to society through this beautiful technology, so that the healing can begin on a worldwide basis. And I know that that's what Latimer is all about. It's about the love, the joy, the happiness, not the things that we cultivate through grayness, you know, and through confusion. You know, the confusion leaves and the clarity comes with each of these beautiful times of listening to this song and this drumming. And I just can't encourage the listeners enough to re-listen to this and to listen to it often, you know, and learn of this Slavic, you know, ritualism is so old. It's as old as the planet. And the Sacred Mother wants us to know that she is here to heal us and to take care of us as long as we take care of her. And with that, does Latimer have anything to speak of in regards to respecting, you know, the beautiful world and earth that we live on?
У вас есть что-нибудь сказать по поводу того уважения к земле, на которой мы живем?
Yes, yes, it's a great opportunity. Development soul. And this beautiful planet make always helping of us. Эта земля может помочь каждому из нас быть развиваться.
This earth can help each of us to develop,
стать счастливым,
to become happy,
помочь близким,
to help close ones.
Но нам очень важно научиться ценить эту землю.
But it's very important for us to learn how to appreciate this earth.
Очищать ее.
Cleanse it.
И физически.
Physically.
И эмоционально.
And emotionally.
И даже мысленно следить за ее чистотой.
And even with our thoughts to pay attention to its vibration.
Да. У нас доходит, у нас создается эко-поселение в Восточной Европе.
We are creating an eco-settlement in the Eastern Europe.
Где здания будут строиться в соответствии с гармонией, с законами гармонии.
Where buildings will be built in accordance with the laws of harmony.
Знанием космоса.
Knowledge of cosmos.
И через некоторое время я обязательно приглашу вас.
And in some time, for sure, I will invite you
в наше эко-поселение.
Into our eco-village.
Для того, чтобы мы научились вместе.
So we can learn together.
Любить эту землю.
Love this earth.
И заботиться о ней.
And take care of it.
И законы этой любви просты.
And the laws of this love are very simple.
Любить.
To love.
Радоваться.
To feel joy.
И создавать.
And to create.
И напоследок я хочу дать вам особое благословение.
And at the end, I would like to give you a special blessing.
Любви к нашей матушке земле.
Love towards our motherland.
Если рядом с вами есть какой-то цветок, какое-то растение.
And if next to you you have some kind of a plant or a flower.
Пожалуйста, направьте на него ладони своих рук.
Please direct towards it the palms of your hands.
И почувствуйте, как через эту молитву.
And feel how through this prayer.
На все живые существа, которые существуют на земле.
Towards all the living creatures that exist on earth.
Идет благословляющая сила.
Goes the blessing power.
Потому что мы такие же клеточки, такие же атомы этой земли.
Because we are same cells, same atoms on this earth.
Которая нас создана для того, чтобы мы были счастливы.
Which has created us for our happiness.
Земля, ты матушка, земля моя мать, разреши мне травушку, траву твою брать, и трава
Mother Earth, onto the spiritual growth.
Благослови, матушка, на помощь всем живым существам.
Bless Mother Earth towards help of all the living creatures.
Чтобы росла ты и цвела.
So you can grow and bloom.
Чтобы все были счастливы здесь.
So all children are happy.
Чтобы мир был красивым и счастливым.
So the world is beautiful and happy.
Благослови.
Bless.
Благослови.
Thank you so very much, Latimera, for that beautiful prayer to the earth and to the world. And
thank you, Rhonda. Thank you about this opportunity. Thank you very, very much for this opportunity, for your love from your open. I know you receive this energy and this energy creation, many, many good work in us planet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Latimera. And with that, close the show today. We already, and it seems like we just started. So with that, we'll close. Listeners, please come back to the Searchers Roadmap and listen in again, and also be watching, push the follow button so that you can know when the show's coming on and who's coming up as guests. And with that, we'll graciously leave today's studio. And with that, I appreciate very much you listening and for the beautiful things you've brought to us, Latimera, in ritual. Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you. And I believe next time we together pray about water, all water in planet, and blessing all water.
Yes, that would be wonderful. So with that, we'll say goodbye, and I'll see you later, listeners. And Latimera, I'll see you later as well. Have a wonderful day.